you're mad.
Thank goodness for that, because if I wasn't, this would probably never work.
1, 2, 3.
Who's Madeline?
You are listening to another episode of Mad Chatter.
You've got the limo out front.
Every shoe, every colour.
Actually, I got asked the other day. Sorry, hi everyone.
Hi everyone, welcome back to the pod. We know it's been 5 months.
It's still unhinged, don't worry.
Yeah, what, would you want us any other way?
No.
Probably. Favourite Anna Montana song?
I do love Rockstar because I don't think the lyrics could get better.
Oh, I can't even
I'm unusual, but not so typical. Way too smart to be waiting around.
I'm happy with that.
Tai Chi practicing, snowboard champion. I can fix the flat on your car.
Wow.
That's really good.
Butterfly, fly away.
Butterfly, well, throw down. This was my question, though, because I said I got asked this in an interview the other day. And I said the climb, but then we were just trying to work out whether
that's Miley.
Exactly. So it's not Hannah Montana.
Is it Miley?
I think it is Miley. I'd say, is Seven Things Hannah Montana or is that Miley?
No, that's
too?
Miley.
Oh my God, I think I like Miley.
I saw a TikTok.
You don't like
I'm
Miley?
Miley girl. Well, best of both worlds.
Best of both worlds. I saw a TikTok the other day when this girl's boyfriend didn't realize. He was like, babe, did you that Miley Cyrus and Hannah Montana? Was like,
but wait, Butterfly Fly Away is also Miley, isn't it?
I thought that was Hannah.
No, well,
it's in the movie.
Technically...
It's when she's playing with her dad, isn't it?
Yeah, but the climb's also in it.
Yeah, but she's as Miley. Oh. She's not Hannah. Anyway,
that's a good
point. We'll get to technicalities later.
True friend.
Keep going.
What else is there?
I say Love Nobody's Perfect.
That's a great one.
Oh, the one that goes, oh, let's find your way back. You can change your hair,
yeah, but you can change your
You know Taylor Swift wrote that?
You know what? Doesn't surprise me.
I did because I watched
the documentary.
I watched the documentary.
Well, that's how this conversation began off air. Because the Maddies, as in not proud, have watched the Hannah Montana documentary, which I have not, which I'm ashamed to admit. And you guys want to talk about it.
I just feel like...
like of all the things we've got to address, it must be that. It must be this movie straight up.
I mean, I feel like we started with it, so we have to start. So... I just want to know, did her mum micromanage the whole thing?
It was fully, Mads, just for your awareness, it was, very highly, edited.
Scripted.
Organised.
And, why was Chapel Rowan there?
Yeah.
I love her.
Also, have you guys been listening to all the controversies surrounding her? She seems like she hates her fans. It's all these
have
things
you not,
happened where this famous soccer player
we've already
is
gone on
a kid apparently in a restaurant or a hotel when walked past her table because she was a fan. Didn't even take a photo, didn't say anything. Security came over and was like, how do you do that? We're going to make a formal complaint against you in the hotel. She's since come out and said I didn't tell my security guard to do this. But then there's also another video from weeks earlier where she actually gets out of her car, goes up to the paparazzi and stuff and says can you stop filming me?
Just, she's got form.
Doesn't. Like fame, ATM.
Okay, that's fine. Well, that's fine.
For a couple of years, she's not liked fame.
Yeah.
We don't want to cancel her for that.
Well, it's the way she's gone about it. And then some people coming out, Boy George ended the chat, don't know why. He comes in and goes yeah, fair enough. But also that's the price you pay to be famous, baby. I'm sure you would rather that than no one know your music.
Mm.
Hannah Montana, Chapel Rowan, Boy George.
Maybe Chapel Rowan.
Off the gay icons on
Chapel Rowan needs to... do a Hannah Montana and have a false identity so then she can live her life normally.
Yeah.
Maybe that's why she was on the stage.
Yeah.
Doco.
Also, the call her daddy, what's her name?
Alice Cooper.
Alex. Alex. She was in the Hannah Montana doco.
Yes.
But she was muzzled.
Yeah, the whole thing
couldn't
was
say anything. Well,
it was about, it was almost like Miley was just, it was just talking about Miley the whole time.
I read obviously I haven't seen it, but I've read things about it. And one thing said that there was a quote from Miley kind of being to Alex, who'd be like, you're a stalker, you move next door to me and then you ask me, do you live here? And then she's like, yeah, you interviewed me years ago.
Yeah.
That wasn't meant to be funny.
Don't know why we got Chapel Rowan and Alex Cooper and not any of the other cast other than her father.
We got Selena.
Yeah, we got Selena Gomez for 3 minutes.
But so was it just interviewing people or was it an episode?
No, it was a sit down with her and then they would go and then her and her mum went into the famous closet and...
It felt what do you call it? A simulation.
Yeah, it just didn't feel right.
Do we think Miley's having financial problems and just needed to, get a bit of a boost?
I don't know. It just seems so rigid.
I think the worst one for me was when Billy Ray entered it.
Oh,
and then
Billy Ray's seen some things.
They read a script together.
Yeah,
it was so icky. I don't know.
And it was also weird because they've been fighting in the last few years.
It just wasn't. I expected much more from
it. Also, isn't Miley Cyrus
Paris's mum now married to the guy from Prison Break who also apparently dated her sister, Noah.
What?
I don't know how I've heard this.
I actually think I'd
so
been
not
following.
Wentworth Miller from
apparently he's gay.
Yes, I did also hear that.
I learned that like 2 days ago.
Yeah, but so his brother in the show. What's his name?
Sorry, everybody. Saw the joke.
Like, anyway, the guy that actually he tries to break out of jail.
Right.
Him. He apparently was like seeing Noah Cyrus or whatever, and he's now married to the mum.
Yes,
and it was
I think,
like she didn't come to the wedding. I don't know. It was
tea.
It could be fake news, but it was.
I actually remember reading something about
that. Noah was in it for 1 minute. At the end. Right at the end.
Oh.
Did you watch
also
the end? Did
the
you
fact
make
that
it?
Miley Cyrus's brother was in.
Tracy.
Yeah, what's the band called?
That he Metro was... Station.
Metro Station. Shake it. Oh, Successful Cyrus.
There was another one too. Oh, there was another big Metro Station song. Let's Rock. Oh, no, that's Shake It.
Big Metro Station fans.
Big Metro Station fans. Hey guys, what's your favourite Metro Station song? I'll figure that out at one point and then just go, oh my god, I know the song. It's not I Wanna, that's All American Rejects. It's in that vein. Anyway.
I love All American Rejects too, actually.
Same. But yeah, so Mads Turner watched it first and she's like, oh my god. She's like live commentating to me, being like, oh my god, this is the worst.
I needed someone else to join me.
Yeah, I saw what you meant.
Yeah.
I saw what you meant. It was kind of icky.
Speaking of icky, I feel like documentaries, like the America's Next Top Model one as well.
That's tea, that one.
That was just like, why did Tyra Banks think she should go on that?
Honestly.
I feel like she was digging a hole.
Seriously, I expected, oh yeah, she's on it. She's going to apologize for everything. Oh,
no. My favorite bit was the bit at the end. She goes, if you can learn anything from this, like me, take responsibility, take accountability, because that's the only way we're going to learn. I'm like, Tara, I don't know if you've taken much responsibility.
Yeah.
I think you're just trying to sell your ice cream. Yes, now honestly, available in Darling Harbour.
Where? Like, why is that your transition?
Yeah. She lives here and sells ice cream.
Yeah.
I did not know.
Did you not know that?
It's hot ice cream.
What?
I think it's called Smize or something.
Yeah.
Hang on. Hot ice cream. That's an oxymoron. It can't be ice if it's hot.
Yeah, it's in... Do you know where the IMAX is?
Yes.
It's like under that.
What's and it's called Smize.
I don't know if I'm making up Smize.
So hot ice cream, since it's just like,
don't ask
is
questions.
It still thick or is it like?
I actually don't know.
I haven't visited.
Okay, any listeners listening that have tried it, let us know.
Yeah, but she's been here for maybe like a year or 2 years now and to open specifically
Tara,
the ice cream.
Get out. We don't want your bad press here.
We were rooting for you. Have you seen it, Tanner?
I've seen it.
The Top Model doco.
Oh, yeah. Sorry.
Yeah.
Maybe the ice cream. I was like, yeah, I've seen it. I haven't had
it. In the ice cream.
I thought I said that.
Some outrageous stuff went on in there.
Ashamedly, like, I was a big fan of the show.
So was I. We would have been, like, five.
Yes, which is crazy. Yeah. The fact that, like, in one season they got that girl to close her gap and then the next season they lost the girl's gap. It's like, what?
I love seeing, like, what photo were they picking.
Seriously.
But I always did think, I was like, I feel like she took a better picture than
every,
that.
Same.
Like, where did this chick come from? Yeah. Like, oh,
the when they made them act out, like, being dead or
something. I know. The corpse
that
was the homeless
crazy.
One.
Yes.
There was some awful,
that was, like,
awful
almost
things.
Crazier than the mixed race stuff.
I do think it got, progressively worse.
Oh, yeah. We were too young to, like, pick up on
that. Yeah, it almost, like we said, I think they even referenced it. It was kind of like one of those, like, survival shows. Like,
they
tried to mix, like, I'm a Celebrity, Get Me Out of Here with
Make them break. It was crazy. But I remember watching, like, you know when you watch those shows when you're younger, but you actually didn't really take it in. You just watched those shows. Like,
Speaking of doco.
Yes.
I feel like you're the only one that's watched the other one.
The Louis Theroux Inside the Manosphere.
Mm.
I just want to put it out there. I recommend to everybody. It's kind of like a rage bait kind of movie, but it's very fascinating for like the wrong reasons.
I also heard something. Again, I'm notorious at the moment for not watching something.
She's hearing something.
About
I feel like you're doing like, to be fair, you've got a child.
Thank you. I use my commute from to training.
Yet she can watch all of those December 10 videos.
So true.
Priorities.
So true. But they almost like were having a go at Louis for being like he never should have made the documentary because if anything, it's made these guys like more famous.
It's a bit of that, but that's kind of like what you get with documentaries.
Can you give listeners, i.e. my mother, who probably will be listening, can you just give like a brief synopsis because she might not have heard about
it? Yes. So Louis Theroux, very famous documentarian, goes and interviews. They're kind of like, I don't actually know fully understand the concept of the manosphere, but they're some male online personalities. I think they do streams kind of things, podcast stream situations. Really intelligent men.
Sense
and they're kind of like they're very controversial in what they say, their beliefs, and the issue is kind of like they're affecting a younger
generation
into how they should be thinking. Mm-hmm. And it's a lot of misogynistic stuff, a lot of it gets to race stuff, sexist stuff, homophobic stuff. Mm-hmm. And these guys just think they're untouchable. And the stuff and Louis just tries to understand why they do what they do, how they got there. There's a lot of commonality in terms of how they were brought up.
I heard about that they all had sort of absentee fathers, yeah, and like that.
But they're all rich as well. Yeah, wow. So one of them, the first guy, he kind of gets into, name escapes me. Don't really want to promote him anyway. but kind of works with a management company that own OnlyFans women. Look after their management, but he says, I think OnlyFans is disgusting, blah, 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 blah. I would hate if my wife or girlfriend or daughter was on it, but he profits off
of that. Yeah. So it's all just like,
yeah.
And that was the thing as well I heard about it. It was kind of like they have like wives and they have, like,
oh yeah.
Like, didn't they interview one of the guys? Oh, like,
I can't remember what he calls it. It's brilliant. It's like one-way monogamy.
I think that's literally what they call it.
Do you know what's crazy? That was almost like the least craziest things I heard the entire documentary.
Yeah, I think
so. He has a wife and he's allowed to act up and have affairs and sleep with people, and she's not allowed to do any of that. It's a lot of like, well, look around. No women have built all these buildings around me. Like, stuff like, it's just like absolute, like, just talking out of their ass. One of the guys claims women want to be dominated. They want to be a subservient. Is that the right term?
Yeah.
To men. Yeah. And I know women more than women, so I understand what they want.
Oh, my God. And the worst part, yeah. Another thing I heard was like how I don't know about you guys, but for me it's like, oh, yeah, but that's just like the 1% of the internet. Like they're not, but apparently, like you said, they are actually so famous and it's almost like the majority are now like going, that's the scary
thing. It goes out in public with a couple of these guys to just like, you know, watch what their day involves.
Is there any like, they're fans. Not fixing, but is there any like, what about this way of thinking?
I think, yeah, Louis puts it to him that way because like there was one of the first guy, there was something like, I can't remember how they got onto it, but they're talking about gay guys or something, blah, blah, blah. And he's like, oh, I don't like, not like gay guys. One of my friends gay. And it's like, but if my daughter or someone gay, it's not allowed. Mm. So Louis was like, but let's rethink this. But it's kind of like, I also kind of get it where he's only there to learn about them necessarily. He's not there to educate, but it'd be like talking to a wall.
Yeah, they would.
You can't change the mind of these people. Like, they're so backwards and so toxic. Oh, it was so gross. But like within 3 minutes, I was angry. But it it really embarrasses them though. For people like us who are like very normal people, it's embarrassing for them.
Yeah.
Wow. It's very embarrassing. So I do think it's worth a watch. It's not too long. But it's just crazy.
So you're putting it above Hannah Montana is what I'm hearing.
Yeah. Yes.
Louis Theroux was a better documentarian than
Trish Cyrus.
I also how we were like, let's talk about netball at the start of the podcast, and then for the last
13 minutes
we've been talking about everything, which I'm happy with.
Yes, we're all happy, but we all love a doco, so
we do.
Whatever.
That's what happens. We
could just do a really awkward pivot to netball.
Pivot.
We could do an awkward segue.
Shout out to Paige Hadley. Paige had a baby since we last.
Oh my God, so much happened.
I don't think she would have had Tully when we last.
No,
before. No, she wouldn't have.
Tully Curitan. What's his middle name?
I've gone blank.
So have I.
Jordan.
Yes, makes sense.
Yeah,
Jordan. Tully Jordan Curitan.
Wow, so much has happened. I haven't met him. Have you got? Yeah, you guys have met him.
Yes, he's come in a couple of times.
Yes. How is Paigey?
She's good. I mean, she's killing it.
Just in her bubble.
Yeah.
As you can imagine. Absolutely killing it.
I feel like if she went for a run tomorrow, she'd easily chuck out a half marathon. So, while we're on the netball train, we may as well get into it because last time it was, pre-season tournament, and now we're actually coming into round four?
Yes.
Is that right?
Time flies.
All right, guys, talk to me. What's been going on? How's Netty and mumming, and then how's captaining and
well, all that jazz? Off court. Sorry, I don't know why this popped in my head, but I'm like, oh my God, it's been so long. So Gina lost her ring.
Oh, yes.
Oh, my God. Yes, this is another great pivot, Maddie.
Yeah, sorry. I was just like, this is top of front of mind. I don't know why it's front of mind. I think I saw your ring, Maddie. Oh. And I was like, wow, she's really glistening this today.
Matt Turner is coming in hot with some stories. Tell this story.
So Gina lost her ring, poor thing. So she had it in her
pocket. Wedding ring.
Engagement ring.
Yeah.
So she had it in it. So she was coaching. Yeah. And she put it in her pocket because she was doing some passing with one of the girls, and so she did the right thing, put it in her pocket, but also had her keys in her pocket.
Mm-hmm.
This is where she went wrong.
Yeah. You may be wondering how I got here.
So she obviously forgot sees that it was in there, pulled out the keys, got in the car, drove home, and was like, oh my God, my ring. So then she went back, it was at a school, went back to the school to like find,
retrace steps,
try and find it, could not find it, obviously was like devastated. Anyway, this has been like, what, 4 days?
It was a fair few days.
Like, to the point where she got the Bondi.
This is a fun. He's called like the Bondi, but he calls himself the Lord of the Lost Rings. So
amazing.
He, like, shout out to him. But I didn't know. So you got to pay, you pay a $300 bill for him just to come out and look for it. And then if he finds it, you pay him an extra $200. So she had to pay $300 just for him to go and look and not find it.
That guy's. He's beat the system.
He's a genius. To be fair, he did say, these are all my success stories. So she was thinking, I'm getting my ring back.
Yeah. Right.
And, like, that's priceless.
And, yes, you guys heard right. It's out in Bondi. So this is not, like,
no,
an unpopular, small little suburb. Yes. Like,
anyway, I think Brian actually told her to do it. Was just like, put signs up. Yes. You need to do something.
Well, I think that in Mortlake there was a sign around. I don't live in Mortlake. Signs up for someone's lost golf clubs and they were like, big reward. And see, I think I said
it
was like, offer a reward, kind of taking this. But
she listened and she did it. So she put up signs around the area being like, there's a reward for if you find this ring. Anyway, 2 hours later,
it was not long.
Yeah, gets a call. Good old little Oscar calls, goes,
is that the Lord of the Ring?
No, this is a random patron.
Oh. Rings and says, I found your ring. He has found it in the gutter.
But she has been there like 5 times.
Yeah. Because this is days later,
and
right?
And the man with the tape has been there. No one's found it except good old.
And it had rained that week. Like, it was pouring with rain.
Yes, it was. That
so
really bad
I was
week.
Just like, how is it?
No
not-
one thought. It was at the point where it was like, there's
no way.
Yeah. I didn't even go to the point of thinking, like, maybe it's not there. Like, maybe it's just deep in your car, or like, you know, somewhere else. Mm.
Yeah. I just thought it, had fallen out in the car. As
because
well.
How many people actually would have put up signs? Especially in a wet weather week too. Like, I wouldn't have put up a sign.
But she was desperado.
Yeah.
But Oscar this ring. Anyway, she met up with him, gave him cash. And we're like, did you ask any questions? She's like, I was just too excited. Anyway, it was crushed. It had been driven over.
Yeah.
But she's getting it remade.
And guys, Diamond's fine. Knows Diamond legit did not crush when a...
At least she knows that her partner did not skip pull a fakey.
So going to get fixed and then Gina will
that's
be
one
reunited.
Way to do it.
But sorry, crazy
story.
But
moral of the
story,
get insurance.
Yeah. And moral of the story, Lord of the Lost Rings, unsure.
Yeah.
Useless.
Not so much a Lord.
What's going to be great for a these days?
Honestly, like, surely it's cheaper to get your own.
Seriously. Can you buy
not
them?
Much to it. Isn't it just like hover?
You must have a specific set of skills.
Where do you buy these from?
From the Metal Detectives.
Amazon.
Could you not get them from like a hardware store?
I think you're thinking they're more like everyday.
Are they not?
We'll do some research.
Are they like made?
Like homemade.
Yeah.
Maybe.
Oh, surely not.
Sorry, we can go back to
some
people who are really into metal detecting, they're like, this is the dumbest conversation
ever.
Yeah,
that is so true.
Embarrassing. But anyway, back to Nettie. How are we going, gang? Talk me through it.
Mads made a great return to the old...
She really
did.
She really did.
Actually, first game. So we've had it all. We've lost by 20. We've won by 1. We've lost by 1.
Yeah.
We're seeing another win.
And I'm sensing win by 20 if we're going by the pattern.
Oh, we're going pattern.
However,
Swift 13 plus.
Entry back onto the court. I don't think I either A, didn't hit the deck, or B, not very much.
So it's your fault.
Correct. Second game, when we won, a lot of time. A lot. So that's what I'm saying.
I think the narrative needs to change. I think you just see ball and put your whole...
I've re-embraced the narrative in the sense that I'm like, you know what? If it's due to like we said, desperation or unfortunate events.
I feel like you had a couple
of unfortunate. Because like, I would like to throw somebody else's name in the mix. a girl who I love very much, Amy Parmenter.
Yeah, she spends
loves
a lot of
the
time
floor.
There.
Yeah. Loves the floor routine.
I mean, there's
But again, sees ball 100% just commits. Like
everyone has their time.
It's not like you're tripping over your own feet.
There was a time. And that did happen. That did occur.
There was a time.
We worked on that. Yeah. We worked on that. It's really the way I fall. I do realise that I fall like a sack of potatoes sometimes.
But to be fair, there is video where like you're just standing there and someone just literally two-hand pushes you.
Thank you. Yes.
So I feel like there is
I feel like you're a victim a lot of the time.
Yeah. They just email you.
Yeah.
But yeah, we since the last podcast, you turned 30, but we both turned 150. So
yes, the 150 games is amazing. Can I ask how many people are reaching that? Like, is that a common?
That's a good question, actually. Like, I mean, like, I know that, say, like, Paige had done it. I'm sure, like, Kate Maloney? Yeah, she would have, like, Liz would maybe either be close. I don't know, like, your Joe. Oh, Joe's.
I think mum, classic mum, she read in the newspaper. I think, like, for me, when I got my 150th, I was, like, 10th in the league.
Oh, wow.
So wow.
There you go.
Has someone done 300 or have I made that up?
I think Cathcart and Romelda, yes.
No. Romelda. I knew there was something of someone of recent.
Around 10 this year.
God, Romelda's going to hit 10,000.
Yes. Yeah, 10,000. Yeah. I think it's like 254 is the record.
Right, okay.
Probably is.
Yeah,
something like that, 256.
So, but like, we were also saying like, it's a lot of games, but like we also said, like, I feel like I've spent my life in this world. It's like, and then also in some ways, like you think about how like, I guess that's the thing in netball, is it? Because their seasons are so short.
It's not the games, it's the preseason.
Yeah, it's, like, exactly. It's like, so for me, like 150 games has been spanned over 15 years.
Yeah.
So that's only 10 games a year.
Yeah.
Whereas like AFL, that they're doing, you know,
A 20 lot something more.
Games a year. So it was kind of funny. You're kind of like, oh. But yeah.
It does sound like, sad. But when you put it like that though, like over 10 year career, like it's still, like it's amazing.
Yeah.
It's very, well done to you two. Very proud. And my favourite thing was, being at that kudos game where, I mean, you, Turner, got the 150 the week before, but we got to celebrate you at home. And then Proudy, that was your 150 game. Yes. And my favourite thing was when you were being interviewed and Lily was on the floor and I was up, like, the top and all I could hear was her squealing. She was charging around, crawling. I'm like, I can hear that.
Baby. What do you mean? She's so quiet. Literally, days I was like, guys, what is wrong with my child? And they're like, Maddie, like, you've got to remember who her mother is. Like, what do you mean?
She's so you. I love it. But that was just, it was a really sweet moment, I think. Like, you got to walk around and wave to Swiss fans and family with your baby in your arms. It was just, like, really sweet.
It honestly was the best because I think the game, Answer Thunderbirds, well, A, we lost by 20, but she also was asleep by the end of it. So I'm like, oh, this is sad. Like, she wasn't going to come out. So almost in a way, like, her debut into the netball happened in the right way. But it was like, it was honestly one of the best.
And
like,
you dressed her well, too.
But also, you guys had, like, clawed back one by one, and also turned out it was special for you because obviously, like, Adelaide didn't go as planned. Even though your family's out there. But you had your family in Sydney too, and friends and stuff as well. So
we paused it.
And that was like your first home game as captain?
Yeah.
As well?
So, okay.
So like that was really special for you too.
Yeah, we ran out together, me and Maddie, and then
Maddie's so cute.
My Awala had malfunctioned.
Her drink bottle leaked as we ran out on the court. And she wasn't cool about it. She was like,
and that's really why I sat so much because there was water on the court.
Oh my god.
And I collected a lot of the 150 game posters from the floor. But it turns out Turner has given away all of hers. Sorry. Even though I collected one for myself. So I'm going to need someone to reprint. I got three of Maddie Proud's.
Oh my god.
I didn't even know they were being given out until I saw them all on the floor afterwards.
Thanks for saving us getting trotted on.
Well,
thanks.
I was there for the first game because, you know, it's putting women in sports. Well, so they weren't, you know, giving out Maddie Proud and Maddie Turner posters.
That's for the first game.
But no, I think it's been like a good, interesting 3 weeks. I feel like we've had like, wasn't last week we had in all the games, it was like one day we're all blowouts. Then like the game before us went to extra time. We've obviously lost by one, which was annoying. But I think, seeing some, I feel like it's like there's no in between. It's either a team wins by like 20 Thunderbirds or the games are like,
And who do you, you go.
No, you go.
No, mine's a kind of different topic. So.
Oh, I was just like, it's interesting at the moment because like the top of the table, the four at the top, I don't think have played
each other
either.
Interesting.
So like, it's just interesting to see if the competition is like far apart. Like,
I know. That was like when we first played Thunderbirds and it was like that week was so long because I was kind of like, were they just really good or were we just really bad? And then to see that, like, obviously other teams have struggled against them as well.
I think the next week they had like 7 turnovers, which is like they broke the record for
seven. Like, some players average 7 a game.
All right, not us two. Questions without notice.
Clever.
Which team has surprised you and what player is exciting you? Or you're like liking to watch, or you've been like, damn, really killing it.
Oh, good question.
I feel like mine are kind of one and the same in that, like, I don't think I expected Thunderbirds to be this good. I think, like, I thought they would be okay. And that leans into the player.
Yeah.
I probably didn't know much about
El Murray.
The shooter
from South Africa. I had not really watched her that much for South Africa, and kind of thought, I know that she did well in NSL, but, like, how will she go over here? And, like, wow.
Yeah.
I feel like she can kind of do it all. She got hops. She got hang time. She can shoot. Like, and I think probably credit as well, though. I feel like the Thunderbirds, like, have been feeding her very well. But, like, yeah, for a player that's not really been there, they seem like they've got a very good connection. And I feel like, she seems almost unstoppable at the moment.
Yeah, I have to agree.
Yeah, Turner? I do agree with that. And then, like, just going for, like, who we play just for, like, difference as well. I feel like Lightning, like, there's a big change in the shooting end. Like, you had Kara and Steph for so long.
Yeah.
And now it's, like, Nelly and Kara at
completely
the moment.
Different, I mean.
And it's very, very different. But also, like, working. Like, it's just, yeah. And I feel like, I don't know if teams will start working it out or things like that. If you've got any ideas, let us know.
I think it'll be fascinating, too, to see Riley? Gabby, come back into the fold for that, too.
Yeah. Well, with Riley, I feel like Riley, you talk about, like, the Mavs have had, like, the closest games. I feel like they're one of those teams that, like, seem kind of, I feel like they've always been a bit like that, where on any day, like, obviously beat us last year. I think that, obviously them, it's just finishing out games now and doing it, like, consistently. But, they're kind of one of those teams where I feel like if they can stay in the mix, like, on their best day, they can be pretty dangerous. Like, JLP has been unreal.
Jamie's such an insane pull.
I feel like it's the hardest thing when you lose games by one as well, like, you don't want to over talk about it, and that, but you do need to acknowledge it, but, like, you don't want it to be like your monkey on your back sort of thing.
I mean, they also had that really unlucky moment with Tara in the end too, which is so awful, which would have shaken them up, I would think as well. I would say Thunderbirds too. Mavs have just been injured. Like, I've really enjoyed watching them play because I think they're playing really well.
I think it has been nice to have a bit of a, like, mix up of personnel everywhere as well.
When you go play a new team each week, you're like, wait, you didn't used to be here.
I was going, I actually couldn't give you, like, more than four FIBA players at the moment. I'm like, oh, God, who's there?
They have had a lot of injuries in that as well.
Yeah, 100%. So, big game this weekend.
Yes.
I was going to say beating the Fever, but Happy Easter. We're going to beat the Fever.
Happy on Easter Sunday as well. Yes. Bring your Easter eggs.
Yep.
No, I feel like Fever are one of those
will sign teams. Easter eggs.
I will sign Easter eggs and eat them. I feel like they're a team, like, especially when we play them at home, it's always like a big and close game. I feel like they're one of those teams that you kind of, like, love to hate to play. Do you know what I mean? I don't know. Like, I always kind of enjoy.
I would, if I was you, and I can say it because I'm not playing, I would have hated playing them the last few years.
Yeah. I think that was the thing. It was more like you kind of went into the game always the underdogs in a way. And so I sort of feel like then if you could get in it early, it was, like, a cool game to be a part of. But then on the flip side, because they're so good sometimes, it's hard. But it'll be interesting, obviously, having Romelda now and a bit of a different lineup. I feel like it's going to be.
Yeah. And we'll be back at KRA.
Woo!
Get your tickets. More Kudos. Sad.
I know. I wish we could stay at Kudos.
Kudos is such a vibe.
We just need to sell out KRA every week and then we'll get bumped to Kudos, guys.
I mean, they love KRA, but we would like to
go there. Lighting.
To be fair, this
week, the lighting.
Sunday there is a worthy recipient. That NBL final. Have you guys been following much about that? The basketball finals.
Yes,
how
yes,
it's
yes,
gone. So it's Sydney Kings, Adelaide 36ers.
Didn't they play last night?
Yeah, now it's gone to game five. And I think, like, so they've played four games now, and I could be wrong, but I'm going to say, like, three of them have gone down to 1 point.
Oh, wow.
So, like, the final's on Friday?
Yeah, and the final is Sunday, sorry. So I'm saying they have Kudos when we are at
Do you know what time? Like, is it after you guys?
I'm not sure.
Because what it sounds like is a double. If I were you, I'd be going to the Swifts and then going to
the... And then the Easter show on the way through.
And then the Easter show for a downward dog and a chip on a stick. Bob's your Uncle Fanny's your Sunday sword, baby. Happy bloody Easter.
Oh, my God.
Before we wrap netball up with a bow, we were just talking about this off air. it was on air, but then we got the giggles. So, Pratty, did you want to just talk about the deal situation going on with Nettie next year?
because I don't think a lot of people know the ins and outs.
Yes. Well, I was going to say, it stems from me saying... Thanks, Madeline. Oh, yeah, so glad you brought that up. I've been waiting. I'm just lounging here in my chair. I want to see that. No, we're saying if you can't get to the game because we've just given you a plug to come,
yes,
like you should watch it because, yeah, we're currently in the process where all 80 SSM players are out of contract at the end of this season.
Mm-hmm.
People would probably remember the pay dispute, maybe Turner better than ever anyone, that went on 3 years ago.
Let's not do that again.
Went through a period without pay. We had a lot of chaos, a lot of, yeah, sort of hard times, and then got through it, got on the other side and got a great, you know, a good deal for 3 years. However, now we're back in that same position. And the bigger part this year is that the deal with Fox and KO, that contract term has come to an end at the end of this year. So currently negotiations for broadcasting deals, and that sort of trickles down into how salaries work, how everything like that is then shaped. So they're kind of working hand in hand in terms of you need that broadcast deal to be able to then sign players. So, yeah, I feel like it's a bit of a – like we sort of said, it's almost a bit taboo at the moment because you sort of feel like no one's really talking about it. Maybe, A, because it's like a bit of a – hard thing and people kind of just want to be able to, I guess from a player's perspective, you want to focus on just being able to play and get through the season. But then you're also, you know, there is that, you know, elephant in the room of like, well, okay, if a player, you know, you look at Atara, she's done her ACL, she's out for the season and now doesn't know if she's going to have a job next year. Everyone doesn't know they're going to have a job, but there's no security. You try and get a bloody home loan, do anything like that. No, I can get a home loan these days. It's too expensive. But yeah, it's just a tough time. And I feel like especially when you see all of the leaps and bounds that other, you know, female sports are making and the kind of, way and state of female sport. I mean, you look at the Matildas getting a world record crowd to a you know, sporting event, and yet netball that has led the way for so long seems to still be in this, like, sticky spot.
I like the sticky spot.
Sticky spot.
Yeah. That's 3 years. It also went really fast.
Too fast. Time is, like... crazy. That could be the head. That could be the name.
Can
of
somebody
podcast.
Make that?
Time is like dot dot dot. Crazy.
In the Telegraph of this week, it's going to be Maddie Proud speaks out against the.
But like, I do also feel like it's still a bit of like a, like, for example, I was doing an interview the other day, and they were like to me, "Oh, it must be amazing being in a sport where, like, you know, the parental policy is, like, you know, leading the way, and like you're able to do what you're doing." And I'm like, yes. But also no, in the sense of, like, yes, we're in a sport where, like, it's amazing that so many of us are able to do that and they do have an amazing parental policy, but I still feel like netball is kind of behind the mark in a lot of other areas. And I think it's almost like historically people have just assumed that netball leads the way. But if you actually look at, the current situation we're in, it's kind of not doing that. And that's not to say it won't get to that point.
Yeah.
It's just, a hard spot to be in.
It's like a lot of noise in the background.
Correct.
Yeah.
And, young players wanting contracts, middle-of-the-ground players wanting contracts, people at the end of their careers not knowing whether they're going to be, forced into retirement. Yeah,
and that's the risk, I feel like, when you go, oh, like, someone comes to me with an AFL contract, why would I wait?
Yes.
Yeah.
To see.
Yeah.
When there's nothing for anyone.
Correct. Fresh news! Maddie McCarter is playing for the Sydney Swans next year.
Question that I don't know if you guys will know, but how does, say, the AFLW... or/and the NRLW, do they automatically kind of get, like, are they linked in with the NRL and the AFL? So is that why it's like an automatic?
I don't know enough about it, to be fair.
No, I didn't think neither. You would, and I really asked that poorly, but I don't know how to word it.
I actually got asked a like speaking thing. Do we? I don't know how it was worded, but I was like, great question. Like, do we support like and try and champion other female sports? And I kind of answer it in a way that I feel like we're competitive with them.
100%. Yeah.
Like, it's not like a...
100%.
Yeah.
And I feel, I think that's a fair way to answer. I think, like, we support them in the fact that, like, you obviously want them to succeed too. But then I think, like we said earlier, you still want netball to be the sport that people think of when they think of women's sport. Like, so that in that sense, you are competitive. I think cricket, it works together. Like, I think that's one of the only sports that, again, I could also be wrong, but I'm pretty sure... they're sort of on the same, like, it all comes under the same banner and everything like that. So they kind of work side by side. I don't know yet enough about the footy codes.
Yeah.
And, like, obviously every sport gets to a point where, like, negotiations are up. Do you know what I mean? I just feel like we seem to, like,
Cut it fine.
Cut it very, very fine. Yeah. To the point where, yeah, like, I mean, when you think about it, like, our season, the grand final was, what, 4th, 6th of July?
And then you got con games as well.
Yeah, and then contracts are up at the end of August, September. Like, it's not like we're talking 12 months' time. Yeah. We're talking, like, a few months because...
They really did leave till the last minute last time.
And yeah. I feel like you hear AFL crows be like, up for renewal in 12 months, you kind of like, oh, that's the time we want.
Like, absolutely. And, like, it's not through, obviously, like...
Yeah.
Lack of trying, like, I know that those conversations have been had. It's just, yeah, they haven't been able to find a solution or come to an agreement yet.
I mean, it's obviously really frustrating because you're in your own league. Like, you're not a netball women's. No. There's no netball men's. You're in your own, sector, and it's purely at this point elite for women. Like, why wouldn't you want to, I mean, I'm saying what everyone's thinking, why wouldn't you want to champion that and push to have that?
Hey, do you want to be on?
Deal done.
Do you want to market
first? Oh, I've said many things to you that I probably can't say in this podcast because I don't want you guys to be roped into it. But there's a lot of things netball can do, and there's a lot of things I think the other side can do. But it must be frustrating for you guys. And you've got a role turner in, is it Amper?
Mm.
So what is the process going on with you guys? So do you have like a weekly meeting? Do you have anything to like?
Not weekly yet. Weekly meetings mean panic buttons. So okay. We don't want weekly
meetings. I don't know if like what you can disclose or not. No. Like, do you have a say? Do you get to speak to people outside of?
Yeah, I feel like it's like working with clubs, Netball Australia, Amper, kind of like do the deals kind of togeds, but we're just waiting for the togeds part to be shared so then we can try and negotiate. Where at the moment it's like hard to negotiate without knowing what the terms are, like, or what the like. It could look like, again, what Maddie said, we need a deal.
Yeah. Is there any ETAs on deal? I can't believe
yesterday.
It was December, so.
Because last time I remember it being an app. Like, I remember seeing you guys and being like, anything yet?
Nope. I have been, kind of surprised. Like, because I feel like every day I sort of like, not every day, I sit by my phone waiting. But it's like, no, I'm more being like, I'm surprised there hasn't been as much like media about it. Whereas I feel like, obviously, when we went through the last pay dispute, probably because that got to the point where we did go without pay and that was at the end of it. But you would have thought that there might have been
a bit more noise,
Yeah, but I guess that maybe is a good thing, because maybe it means that all parties are trying to find a solution. But yeah, just I guess, and especially like the state of the world at the moment, like not having that security is kind of scary.
She's going deep.
I'm scared.
The world is scary. It is scary. Kind of like not linked to that, but I guess somewhat linked to that. I know. I just wanted to say when you brought up before, like parental. What's it called?
Policy
or whatever. Yeah. How are you finding it this year? Because obviously you're not the first mum to do this in sport, but I've now seen it like closer because I know you. And I'm like, I don't know how you're doing it. Like you're traveling with, like especially last week when you had a plane disaster.
Yes, Dora time.
Like,
oh,
I just don't,
yes.
I'm actually in awe of you, Matt. Like it's unreal of what you're doing. You're taking a preseason camp, like all the stuff. So tell me the story last week, but... Pay the women more!
Oh my god, this flight. So, for starters, Maddie's only going to talk about the first part. We were meant to be on what, a like 3 p.m. flight on a Saturday?
Yes, Friday.
Up to
Friday, yes.
The Gold Coast.
Sunshine Coast. Yeah. And I was like, amazing, I'm going to have all morning Friday. It was like, we weren't having to be in at any central to like 11:30, 12 o'clock or whatever. Had a busy week. There was a big dance. Daniel was meant to be leaving the next week. So I was like, Thursday night was always like, it was going to be our last night to be able to just have a chill night or whatever. I was like, yeah, I'm not going to bother packing until the next day. We're going to text at like, what time? It was like 6 p.m. or something from Maddie being like, guys, just a heads up, we might be getting put on the 8 a.m. flight tomorrow because it was when all that crazy weather had hit Sydney. And anyway, being like, so pack your bags and get ready.
Like, it gave me like throwback to the hub.
Oh my god, it honestly, like, for the point where I, like, you're saying you feel sorry for me, but like Maddie Turner and Danny, our team manager, had to bloody pack all the team bags.
I know.
So all of that happened. Eventually, we didn't find out till maybe like what 9:30, 10 p.m. That it was like confirmed. Had to be at the airport. I think it was 6:15.
It was an early wake up.
So that was like, again, like that was one of my biggest thing was like, oh no, like Lily wakes up at 7. Like
she's got a routine. Early.
She's a routine, baby. What do I do? So anyway, we got through it. First world problems. We got to the airport and I have never seen Sydney airport like that. Like chaos. Panic. People lose their minds.
Yep.
I witnessed two separate fights in the security line of like people like, A, someone would accuse someone of pushing in. They would be like, well, I didn't push in. This is the... Anyway, yep. I was just like, what? We got put in the family express lane longer than the other lanes. We had to wait even longer. Anyway, didn't fight with anyone. We got there.
Good job.
Get on our plane. We're on the plane. We're all getting strapped in. And I'm like, okay. I'm like, at this stage, it's 8 o'clock.
Wait. Because we've switched flights... We're not in our, we're not sitting as, normally we sit as a team.
Yeah.
Where we're not, we're scattered.
Yeah. Mads, who are you sitting next to?
Maddie is in seat 9B. So the middle seat.
With Lily.
With two elderly gentlemen on either side. I must admit, the gentleman to my, they were both fine, but the one to my left, super friendly, was expecting his first grandchild.
Oh, lovely. That's so cute.
But it's more like Lily's 10 months now. Yeah. And she's, doesn't just want to sit on my lap. Whereas, so.
I've She's your daughter.
However many flights I've been with her, 90% of them I've had a spare seat next to me.
Yeah.
The other 10% I've had like a Swiss player next to me.
Yeah.
I think this was the first one I've had to do. Definitely the first one I've had to do middle seat.
Yeah.
Second seat I've had to do where I don't have someone I know next to me. Yeah. So I was like, yeah, it was a lot. Anyway, at this stage I'm like, it's 8:30. It's like, God, she's been awake for a long time. Like she's probably getting close to wanting to go to sleep. I was like, that's all right. We'll take off soon. Hi, guys. Just letting you know, it's your captain speaking. We're only operating out of one runway today. It could be an estimated hour to an hour and a half until we take off. We are on the plane. I am a... Why are we on this plane, then? If we weren't leaving for an hour...
Tony Brown.
Honestly, I was like, what? To the point where I was like, I'm getting up. I walked to the back of the plane. I've gone change the Lily's nappy just to do something to do. But honestly... If they knew that, why would they get us on the flight? Anyway.
I always question that.
It was probably... 15, 20 minutes?
Yeah, they actually, it was
probably. They yell out. They called out, like, okay, we're getting ready to go. Yeah. So that part of it, I was like, oh my God, okay, thank God. Lily started to get a bit grumpy, but I'm like, once we're in the air, we'll figure it out. And it's not that long of a flight.
Yeah.
40 minutes into the flight, I reckon, half an hour, 40 minutes.
Or more than, I'd finished one episode of Paradise by then.
Yeah, so 45 an hour into the flight, I'm like, all right, we've nearly made it. Lily hasn't slept. Lily,
yep.
So preface, Lily is an angel sleeper. But doesn't really like sleeping anywhere except her cot anymore.
To be fair, I resonate.
Yeah.
I can't sleep anywhere but my bed.
No.
Yeah.
So I get it. And like it's a time like and I'm happy for that because she's incredible in her cot. But I was just like, today that was a day that I was like, it would have been nice if we could get some rest.
Yeah.
Anyway, announcement over the speaker. Hello everyone. I'm really sorry it's just not our day today. We have had some technical difficulties. We're having to turn around and land back in Sydney. Like I can see the sunny coast at this stage. Like, we are there. Just get us on the freaking ground. But no, apparently, and then My first reaction is always like, I'm not a great flyer. And I hear technical difficulties, and I'm like, an engine's blown, my wings hang off, get me on damn floor.
We're going to be in Lost, like 2.0.
Let me touch grass, ground myself.
Yeah.
And they're like, maybe we'll go back to Sydney. I'm like, well, that doesn't add up to me because if it's an emergency, why are we not landing in the closest destination?
It was not an emergency. Can I just preface?
Alas.
Wait. Can I just also say that, like, Maddie in this time has, like, you know she's back because she's like, let's just forfeit. Like, there's no point. It's a 60-minute game. Like, what's the point? Like,
I did say the words, if we travel all this way and we lose after going through all of this.
Yeah.
Password lost.
I just remember we're getting Snapchats and the one I got, which was my favourite, was like, I think Maddie Proud's about to retire.
I was like,
honestly, I think I had tears in my eyes. Like,
oh, I think I would have if I had the baby and everything too.
Well, and that was the problem as well. There were other logistics that were at play here as well that my mum, this was the day that my mum was meeting us for this game. So she was already on a flight from Adelaide to Brisbane.
Yeah.
We had to change her flight to not go through Sydney. So I'm then thinking, well, shit, like, we might not even get into the sunny coast today. My mum's going to be there on her own. How's she getting anywhere?
Maddie doesn't spiral if you can't tell.
No. Anyway, we get back.
I relate.
Lily fell asleep the moment the wheels touched the ground back in Sydney. I was like, perfect timing. Anyway, they luckily found an empty plane somewhere.
Wait, they didn't just find it anywhere. Lots of cancelled flights. That helped us get a plane.
Yes. Thank you.
They just dragged out
the other plane. Yeah, it was an old plane that pretty much was like, 15 minutes of like changeover, back on the flight, same seats. Oh my God, silver lining though, and scared the man to my right off. So he had like obviously maybe didn't have a reason now to, I don't know, something happened.
Okay.
He left spare seat on the way.
Win.
Sunny coast, Amazing flight.
But don't you think when they said turn the plane around, like, it took them a long time?
Oh, yeah, because that was the thing as well. We then had to, oh, my God. Yeah, so it wasn't just, like, turn around, land back in. It was like we got them and, like, oh, air traffic control. We're just going to have to hover here for 40 minutes.
I hate that.
Again, it's like, surely when they talk.
But they said it's a technical difficulty, so it's like.
Oh. Yeah, you're like, how long can I hover? How long can one hover with a technical diff? Not the tech diff while we hover.
We got there.
Yeah.
And you know what? It, like, things can't get worse than that. Do you know what was the worst part? After I was saying.
Also, shout out to Gina too, who also had.
Yeah. Oh, yes. So true. And she was a middle seat.
Yeah.
Her child slept for an hour. So I was like, oh, guys, imagine if after all of this, the 3 o'clock flight that we were meant to be on ends up just going. And like, because that was the whole fear, was that they. Because
they were going
to
cancel it.
They wanted to get us off the 3 o'clock flight, because then if that got cancelled, we would have been stuck. 20 minutes delayed, smooth sailing, landed, no qualms. Because some of our staff
It felt right. Flight. That feels right.
But that's okay. At least they got there.
It got, like, it was so ridiculous. So, like, it was, like, what, 11:30 for our second flight. And I was like, we're only meant to be rocking up at Netball Central now.
It was.
For training, like, for our captain's run. And I was like, I feel like we've lived
honestly,
5 lives.
Poor Danny, our team manager, had to write 4 run sheets in about the space of 4 hours.
Oh, it gave us something to do. She was
so this is what I mean. She's an anxious wreck. It's just amazing. I mean, Aura of the Mums, now that I'm seeing it firsthand, it's. No. I'm in awe of you guys all the time because it's a hard life to live.
We also get to play professional sport for a living.
Of course. So. But it's like a difficult routine, it's a lot of commitment and sacrifice. On top of it now that you've got babies around and stuff.
I think the baby part actually in a way, like that day kind of made it, that was the worst. But I'm saying in general, I feel like having the babies around has actually been quite fun and
relatively
easy. Yeah. I think for me it's more just like, working out the nap schedule around games is the hardest part. I did some, pumping in the shower before our first game. I was like, this isn't my same pre-game routine.
Things have changed.
The pre-game nap has been substituted for some pre-game breastfeeding. So there's little things like that that you have to get your logistics around. But all in all, I think it kind of like, like when you lose in that game, like we lost it, and then the first thing that we were able to get was Lily crawled onto the court and made us
a bit happier. Of course. Perspective too.
Perth I'm not looking forward to, as in flying to Perth.
Yeah.
But
it's
okay.
But it's just such a luxury. It's a luxury probably guys don't have to worry about.
Correct.
Do you know what I mean? Like that's just, I'm in awe. I don't know how you're doing it.
I think you should need to set like a plane schedule. Everyone has the babies for like 10 minutes each.
Pass the babies around.
And then hopefully that gives you guys a little bit of a break.
I know someone asked me like, what's the hardest thing? Like what's something you used to think was hard before you had a baby compared to now? And I was going to say like, sleeping and stuff, but I was like, again, Lily's a great sleeper. I sleep more than ever.
Touch wood.
But then I was like, touch wood. I did say that. It's going to be a phase. Next time we do this podcast, I would have been up on that.
In four months.
I did say that. I said being able to close my eyes on a flight. You really take for granted those moments of like, but it's still fun.
But now you get to watch Miss Rachel.
Exactly. Can you see Mama?
Guys, also... The major update since last time we did this,
Lily is
mummering.
But
you read about
fake sneezing.
Yeah, she does mum with
She's
no
a bit pee. Of like a she does the red
mum
and her new trick.
Well, the mum she only kind of says when she's upset, which I'm also kind of like nice about her cheating stuff. She fake sneezes.
Fake sneezes is my favorite.
Fake sneezes is actually the funniest thing I've ever seen, and she shakes now as well. Like she holds her hand and goes shake. She's quite funny.
She also claps herself at everything.
Everything.
Like if someone's looking at her, she'll clap herself and be like, "Yeah, I'm doing good."
Honestly, I feel like, 12-year-old Lily, we might have to send her to boarding school.
I can't wait till she just starts talking. Like,
send your recommendations through.
Send your boarding school recommendations.
She'll be on this pod in the next couple of years.
Perfect.
Just bagging her mum.
No, she'll be too young, but I can't wait to see her. I like watching their little personalities start to bloom.
I know, it's kind of scary how much personality one can have.
Hi guys, we're back for what are we? Segment 3. So I know we talked about the manosphere and how like icky those guys are and things like that for thinking that women can't be strong, independent women, which is what we are. But also sometimes we're just girls.
I'm just a girl.
Sometimes
I'm just a girl standing in front of a boy.
For those who want to come at us, it's like a popular fun social media thing where you're like, I'm just a girl. I'm not expected to do this.
Jenny, get on TikTok.
For example, I'm going to use Ali Smith because I feel like she's the classic, I'm just a girl.
Yeah.
Kind of girl. So she was driving her car. Poor thing. Like, honestly. She's driving her car And it was one of those roads where, like, people turn right and then people behind them are like, mm-hmm. hell nah, and try and go around them. But so she was like, driving her car in the left-hand lane, and someone has come in and, like, to the point where they hit her back of her car. As in, like, not the back of it, like, the side back of it. Of her car. Like, she was well and truly past this car.
Oh, my God.
Anyway, pulled over. Ali got out and was a young, like, girl P player.
Another girl.
She got out. Classic Ali. I'm sorry.
Oh, no.
She apologized because the girl's freaking out. She's like, I'm sorry. Like, oh, yeah, but no. It was not her fault at all. But yeah, so again, she's just a girl. And they both had to call their dads.
Yeah.
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 And then did Ali then fast forward to like a day or two ago and go to fight?
Yeah. Yeah. Which we think is from the girl.
But she's just a girl.
She's just a girl.
But then tell Mads what happened with the flat tire.
Yeah. So the flat tire, like, again, just a girl. So she was driving and she was like hearing this noise and she was like, oh, that's just the nipple in the back rolling around as it does. And like she was trying to like get rid of it to make sure it like got wedged somewhere, but it just kept like, so this sound kept going. So you do is what any girl would do and turn up the radio. Just
and so keep driving.
Keep driving. Just keep driving.
And then it did get to the point where she did realize. And oh my God. Yeah. Look, if she saw it in the morning, I don't know what she would have done, but she saw it a little bit later. So yeah, she's in the car park. She wasn't on the road.
This is the best part.
I just feel like, yeah. And then there's more.
This is the best part.
She thinks, I'm not really up for changing a tire, am I?
Oh, no.
Looks around. Treaties.
Goes over. It's actual logical thing.
That is so logical. I love this.
Goes over and says, I got a flat tire. Bats the eyelashes and then gets some help. And they change the tire for her.
Stop it. She got, did they ask for any money?
No.
They helped damsel in distress.
That is so...
It's actually, if anything, it's mind play. The men then felt strong.
Yeah.
Yes.
And she's like, that is true. She did say...
Reverse engineering.
Yeah.
She did say she could have done it, but she chose not to.
She chose not to.
I
don't
know what choice. Also, my favourite part was when she said to the tradies, hey, guys, I'm like a really strong, independent woman and like...
I can.
And, but like, can you change your side for me?
But now we've clarified all that.
Also, can I just say, when she did have the crash originally, I got in her car afterwards and her phone like connected, and then the song played.
Stop it.
And I was like, was this the song playing when you crashed? She's like, I think so, because I called my dad straight after. I am woman. Like, is there any more iconic?
You know what? Reminded me, my boss actually had like some camera thing stuck, and nobody in this office could undo it, and she went to the tradies and like she literally went downstairs, went across the road and got some tradies and their tools to do it.
See,
she's just a girl.
And the tradies are just giving back to the people.
Yeah. Tradies would be like,
so they're my girl stories, but it's just Ali really.
I'm just a girl every time my car broke and pink slips and blue slips and green slips and rainbow slips are all due. Father!
Honestly.
Father!
Do you know who's not just a girl who I think is just like crazy? Sarah Clough.
No, that's so true.
She can do anything.
Like, she once fit the whole... Like, she took a piano from upstairs to downstairs. Like, is that not crazy? And she put it in her car.
That's not physically possible.
I know!
She is crazy.
I know.
She's a superwoman.
I know.
She's a superwoman. I actually was just asking something the other day because I was assembling something and I was just like, Sarah, I feel like you'd be... Like, you're very handy. And she's like, yep. Yeah. I'm like, that makes sense. That's like, really... I'm just so...
I also feel like I just, like, go back to default if my parents are here. So like both my parents are here at the moment and it's like I have forgot to cook. I have forgotten how to clean.
Yeah.
I have forgotten how to do anything. I was like, oh my God, like how did I used to live on my own when these people weren't here? I just feel like, yeah, you automatically just like sink back into your old ways.
I agree.
I feel like I've told this story before, but back to the car stuff. I think it was like a year ago I'd rang my dad about the car stuff because all my stuff's due at once. I don't know what's what. I don't know what... and insurance is, I don't know,
it's
whatever.
Too confusing.
And I called him. And so my dad's a very calm, rational person and he does not swear, really, very rarely, especially not sober. And I rang him to ask him about something and he went, between you and your sister, every year I have this conversation with you. I was like, sorry, you sent me to an old girl's school.
And like, hey, at least it's only once a year.
I was like, I just went back with him now. I'm like, well, you went to me... sent me to an all-girls school where we learnt to cook and sew. So
that is so true. I've never used my sewing skills since.
No, not really once. Mosaic? Have you used mosaic tiles? Because I had to make a mosaic too. You know what I would have liked?
So how, learn how to change a tire.
Learn how to do my tax.
Oh. That too. Oh, tax time. Daddy.
Daddy's off. Oh,
Daddy, well. Do my tax, please. We're I know you're a very, very busy man.
Guys, send us your I'm just a girl moments.
Yeah.
I feel like surely there's other people out there.
I feel like you wouldn't have many Mads.
Well,
are you not just a gal?
I'm not just a gal. No, I feel like it's more the classic, like, I just don't really do much. The other day, like, mum.
I don't do much. I don't do,
no, but my mum was like, where's your dustpan and broom? And I was like, oh. And I was like, I was like too embarrassed to be like, I don't remember the last time I used it. I was like, just get the vacuum. She's like, oh, no, but it's for outside. I'm going to do this. And I was like, yeah, no, we definitely have one. And I was like, I think Daniel just moved it. And like, we looked around for hours for it. So that we can find this dustpan and broom. But was, yeah, anyway, I did find it, but it was more to the point where I was like, don't remember the last time I had it, but I was too proud to tell her I didn't know where it was.
Do you know what my favorite kind of social media thing at the moment is? When the people are using that phrase, like, I'm just a girl, if World War III happens, yeah. And they're like, I'm just a girl, I cannot be expected to go to World War III, especially if my like phone won't connect to the tank. Yeah. Like, how am I gonna play my music? I'm just a girl. I'm going to miss the next episode of Love Island. I cannot be drafted to World War III. I don't. I've like ordered from Timmy too many times. I think I'm going to have to fight for China in World War III. I'm just a girl. I don't have to read all of that. I love it. I think it's so funny.
I need to get on this side of
TikTok. But we're feminists.
We are.
Oh, yeah, but the manosphere is wrong.
The manosphere is so wrong.
Okay, and to wrap up today, we are going to do our gains, goals, obstructions, but we're doing it a little different potentially from now on.
Forever. Simpler.
Turner had a very smart idea.
Idea that she didn't want to have to
do a goal.
Yeah, it was a smart idea, but also she's really getting out of it. we're going to do one game, goals, instruction, but like...
Routine.
Yeah, routine.
So well, I just thought we'd use a lot of stories up already.
That is also true.
So I think we'll start off negatively. Obstruction, Maddie Turner.
I've taken the obstruction... I feel like I don't normally have one, but I've got one that's really fun of mine at the moment. So I bought a Kindle case off of Etsy.
Oh my God, I have to hear about this.
No, Kindles are like, within our team, Kindles are sacred. Don't you think?
Don't get me started.
Don't you?
Got my Kindle.
Oh God, actually, you can tell your obstruction story for Etsy.
I knew we'd end up just
okay, I'm intercepting Maddie Turner.
You can have it.
Guys, are you sure?
Yeah, I kind of like yours.
Lily got baptized the other day. Bless her.
Literally.
Actually, on the same day as Maddie Ibrahim's nephew. Godson.
Yes.
And nephew. And we had our after parties at the same
place. At the same place.
After party.
After party, that's what we call it, don't we? Anyway, in the lead up, had to go to like a baptism information session and learn a bit about it and get told some things. And I always kind of had remembered that you had to have a candle, but for some reason I thought maybe they provided them. Or I was like, easy to organise a candle. Like,
church shop. Fine.
Exactly. Yeah. And some of the ladies in my little group had said, oh, like once I realized you had to source them yourselves, they're like, I just got one off Etsy. They're so cute because you can like get personalized ones or whatever. Classic me left at like the last minute. And so I've like quickly gone on, clicked on like the first one I could see. Perfect. Looks great. She like specializes in religious candles. So I was like, she knows her stuff. Ordered it. Blah, blah, blah. Niche. Anyway, done. First issue was... 3 days later, I realised that it wasn't going to arrive until a week after the baptism.
Great.
So I then messaged her. She said, yeah, I could probably like get it done in time, but you're going to have to pick it up. So anyway, the day before the baptism, I had to drive out to Granville to pick it up from her, get the candle, get home. What is this? A candle from Anne's?
Sorry, wait, was it in a box when you got it though?
It was in like a little bag, like, and I think it was
so you only... knew when you picked it up.
Well, I looked in and I sort of like, you know, it's one of those things that like it was just get this bloody candle, yeah, and yeah, be done with it.
But like, did you like when you ordered it? Did you look at the size?
Okay, she's just a girl.
Oh, I'm just a girl. I can't be expected to know candle sizes. Only once I've gone on like a couple of different websites.
Oh,
like,
okay.
A couple of different ones, sorry, and like most of them had like sizing, small, medium, large, whatever. Mm. And then the one that I liked though was this particular one, and it only had one size. And people's reviews were great, and I was like, well, there's no option to have a bigger candle. Anyway, poor Megan, Daniel's sister, Lily's godmother, who had to hold the candle because I think she probably got third-degree burns because it was so small.
How can you describe for listeners how tall it was?
I'm going to say it was the size of...
Like if I make a fist?
Maybe two fists.
No.
No, that's not that small.
a fist and a half.
But it was like thin. And like,
like half a Gatorade bottle?
Half a Gatorade bottle. Like, and thin, it was like skinny. It was, and but like, it's also the fact that then everyone else up there had ones that were probably like two Gatorade bottle sizes. Like a bloody
bed girl.
Bright green large.
Who needs a candle that big?
And yeah, so anyway. A little, how did we get on Etsy? That's how we came up to it. So yeah, my one and only Etsy experience has not been great, but we got the candle. She's still got the holy light.
Holy light. Nice, nice.
Spirit?
Well, yes.
Does that mean I have to think of a game now because she took my
instruction? Yeah, you're going to have to think of a game.
Okay, well, you goal it then.
My goal is to probably just, like, stop believing everything I read online. But also, like, April Fool's Day got me. All right, I'll put it out there. It got me a couple of times.
Sticky you Tech. You told us we've had a new logo, a new mascot.
That actually, yeah, I did believe it for a second. I sent it to you and go, are you kidding? But I
really thought it too. She was off it, but look, I think she kind of liked it.
Yeah, what if you've been like, I like this better? I'm like, oh.
This joke didn't land.
The first thing I saw was Ticker Tech, and I was like, this is a great idea. I'm going to get cheaper seats, my own view. You know what I'm talking about? They were like, we're going to put like a treadmill section in the concert and... like, look out for future tickets. And I was like, oh that'll be cheaper. I don't have to worry about what to wear. I'll get my own personal view. And because I, like, had Coldplay top of mind, because they had bikes at Coldplay.
They did.
Because they were, like, generating power for the stage. I was like, what a brilliant idea. And then I went, it's April. And then I somewhat believed that Bailey Smith shaved his head.
I believe that 100%.
And then I somewhat believed that Ryan Pappenhausen was going to Tasmania to play AFL.
That one I don't think I would have believed.
Well, it was like about 3 seconds and I went, wait.
To be fair,
oh,
I feel like with AI now, it is harder.
Yeah. Oh, and also just shout out, like, it's somewhat of a game. Sorry, taking this. Our April Fool's
take both of video, them, fine.
Our April Fool's video from the police. Yes, I'm a police officer. One, not only made the news, two, Terry Irwin commented and Bindi Irwin liked it.
Stop, what was the comment? And what was the
context? She was like, yes, ha ha ha. I think something like that. We put out a video saying State of Origin, we like did a collab with Queensland Police and we're like, State of Origin's cancelled.
Oh, oh no, I did. That was funny.
I love that.
Look at that was very funny.
Yeah, so.
That's great.
Just in general, maybe like less time reading articles and being like,
less time online.
Yeah. But yeah.
Well, my gain is that you are online a lot. Like, because.
You keep up to date. Oh, I know why.
The quiz.
Yes.
The quiz. Maddie is like freakishly good at the quiz.
You know what's funny? No one else in my life would say this about me.
Really?
Yeah.
We got 38 out of 50.
I've never.
38 out of 50. Like, do you know how much she carries?
Yeah. They make me feel like I'm so smart, but it's just because I'm like, chronically online, and I know
things. Again, I'm glad you are.
You know what? That's what I'm saying. It has its benefits.
They're like, what does this actor have, like, three movies have in common? Who's the actor?
It's like, bang, bang,
oh, yeah, this. What? But, like, that's
it's always
not,
the woman.
But that's not clever.
It was.
That's not, like, clever.
Well,
it's, no, it is.
And it's you, clever. You retain. Pop culture.
You've got good, like, retention.
That's so funny because Matt will listen to this and be like, she's the dumbest bitch.
The poem that you knew, I've never heard of that before.
You weren't here on Friday night when we had an argument about symmetry.
Yeah, okay. So, well, I...
and we had an argument about Alexander the Great, Jesus, and Julius Caesar, and who came first.
Okay. Well, my gain...
oh, that was a tricky one.
Oh, and then I also... I actually don't know if I should say this, but I got Nelson Mandela and Martin Luther King.
That's okay.
Okay, well, let's stick to the pop culture.
So, yeah. But thank you, Mads.
I think you're great at the quiz. And my gain is that we got 38 out of 50. And the Weekly 50 messaged me about doing a, like, podcast?
Pod for a pod.
I don't know. But they asked for some quizzes that are in our team. And I was like, yes, we are keen.
We are so keen.
Yeah, you can be an epilogue that day.
The quiz is, like, one of the highlights of my week too. Same. Because we're not, because you guys are so busy, you're not home all the time. No. So when we are
now,
home,
Friday 9:30.
No, we already done it.
Oh, sorry, we did it. That's we should do it live on the pod.
That could be next week.
Live quiz.
Oh, live quiz. Or do you mean right now?
No, like next week. Because we've done 100%.
100%. Yeah. Let's do it.
We shouldn't have said that we'd done it. We could have been real smart.
You should have. We'll go.
Oh, Port Moresby.
Should we go live?
I mean, that was genius.
We'll go Matt live on our Instagram.
Amazing. We just exposed ourselves.
Yeah. It was really hard.
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my game.
Yeah, that's great. I love our quiz.
Yeah.
It makes me happy.
Yeah.
It does.
All right, guys. We've pretty much summed up everything.
Everything that's happened in our lives in the last 5 weeks.
Yes. We will try and make this more consistent. I know we always say that, but like now that we're in a routine, we've got Maddie's got grandma and granddad here to look after Lily.
We're good. We're sweet.
We're sorted. So what would you like to say to finish the pod?
Go Swifts. Perfect podcast don't exist.